Harper Audio presents 1421, The Year China Discovered America, by Gavin Menzies, read by Simon Vance.
This book is dedicated to my beloved wife Marcella, who has travelled with me on the journeys related in this book and through life. The countries beyond the horizon and at the ends of the earth have all become subjects, and to the most western of the western, or the most northern of the northern countries, however far away they may be. Part of an inscription on a memorial stone erected by Admiral Zheng He at Changlo, on the banks of the Yangtze estuary in 1431. Introduction. Over 10 years ago, I stumbled upon an incredible discovery, a clue hidden in an ancient map which, though it did not lead to buried treasure, suggested that the history of the world as it has been known and handed down for centuries would have to be radically revised. I was pursuing an interest that had become a consuming passion for me, medieval history, and in particular the maps and charts of early explorers. I loved to examine these old charts, tracing contours, coastlines, the shifting shapes of shoals and sandbars, the menace of rocks and reefs. I followed the ebb and flow of tides, the pull of unseen currents and the track of prevailing winds, peeling back the layers of meaning contained within the charts. The wintry plains of Minnesota started me on my research. It was not necessarily the first place you would think of to discover a document with such profound implications, but the James Ford Bell Library at the University of Minnesota has a remarkable collection of early maps and charts, and one in particular had attracted my attention.